Hi, I'm Steve Canland, and with my wife Leah, you're about to listen to our Insightful Adventures, a show that chronicles our travels around Australia and the savvy, scientific, and scenic things we experience along the way.
So this episode is going to be a little bit different than the other episodes. It's going to be shorter because we are going to be wrapping up our experiences in Western Australia. So in total, we traveled 8,355 kilometers or 5,013 miles in 20 days. And that was our experience in Western Australia.
So in this episode, we're going to talk about four different things. We're going to talk about our favorite place, the quirkiest or weirdest place, our favorite food, and our favorite memory that we had in all of Western Australia. And we're going to do this for each of the states that we visit. So, Leah, what was your favorite place in Western Australia?
Well, obviously, this was a very tricky thing to pick just one place because WA is so vast, so diverse, so amazing. I'm pretty biased, though, because that's the only state I had lived in Australia.
It is like half the country almost.
Yeah, and it has so much to offer. But for the sake of having to pick one favorite place, it's going to have to be Karajini National Park. And there's a few reasons that I'm choosing Karajini over some of the other amazing places like the South Coast or Ningaloo Reef. And the reason is that when Steve and I hit Karajini in our trip, we were more in the groove. We were more in our like travel stride. We had worked out some of the kinks that rear their heads early on in any long road trip travel between people that love each other and spend all their time together. And so in Karajini, it was just sort of this like sweet spot, the smooth spot. And also Karajini is so gorgeous. I was so excited to visit it. And the gorges, the waterfalls, the hikes, it was just all amazing. And it was sort of like a little slice of home because we have beautiful gorges down in southern Utah, which is where Steve and I lived for several years. And it was special going to a place that kind of reminded us of home a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a hint. So, Steve, what was your favorite place in Western Australia?
Oh, boy. Okay. So my favorite place is going to have to be Denmark, Western Australia, which is on the south coast. Just because we've been there a few times. We've been there with some of our best friends here in Australia. And it is just an awesome place, relaxing place, beautiful beaches, beautiful ocean, and just had some way awesome, great times down there.
Yeah, Denmark. We love going to Denmark. It's a great little town with a lot of beaches and a lot of gorgeous scenery.
Yes, love it. Love it. Leah, what was the quirkiest or weirdest place that we've been to that you think?
Hands down, Whitnoom. That ghost town just is so off the charts as far as just weird and bizarre and kooky. I mean, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. That was like one of my favorite days spending with you, was risking our lives in this asbestos-filled town and, you know, knocking on people's doors and meeting Mario. Like, that was such a fun day. But it's weird.
It was weird.
Yeah.
The whole thing was just weird.
So, Steve, what was the quirkiest place in Western Australia for you?
I think for sure it was Hyden, Western Australia, which is where you go to see Wave Rock. So, and that's Wave Rock and Hyden, like the same place. Anyways, the visitor center was like stepping back in time like 50 years. They had a lace museum.
A lace museum. Let's pause 1 second and talk about.
Which was just old woman's nightgowns on old creepy mannequins.
Oh my gosh.
The whole place smelled like mothballs.
It smelled like mothballs.
It was just creepy. Like, this is where you would film a horror movie.
It really was. And right next to the lace museum, tell them.
Was a tiny soldier toy museum.
It's a miniature toy soldier museum next to the lace museum.
It's just weird. And I don't know if we told this in our podcast when we talked about it, but I walked in and there's an Australian guy in a tank top and Australian hat, like reading a newspaper and drinking coffee. Like, one, it's 2016 at the time that we visited this place. Who is still reading a paper newspaper? And it's just... the whole thing was like, where, what time am I at? Like,
there's
what
like
happens?
This huge, like, oh, there's like a Model T Ford in the middle of the gift shop. It's just, it's old timey. And Steve and I both appreciate quirky a lot. We like chase after quirky, but like the lace museum was a little much.
And the toy museum. And just, it was just,
and
was
so the miniature toy soldier museum, it wasn't like little army men. That would be kind of cool. It was nutcrackers. Yes. It was a nutcracker museum. So yeah, that was pretty quirky.
That was pretty quirky. Okay. What do we do now?
Our favorite food.
Favorite food. Leah, what was your favorite food in all of Western Australia?
Well, we talked about this before we started recording, and we both have the same answer. It has to be, hands down, the Red Emperor that we had in Exmouth at the Honky Tonk Bar, Lujanus sabae. I'm telling you, that is the genus species, Lujanus sabae. Find yourself some sabebe, grill it up. It's delicious.
It was so good. I have had pretty good seafood in my life, but that, I don't know who was just the chef that day or the cook, but that was so good.
It was. And it was a chef special for the day, but I think they have it on their menu year round. Don't miss it.
Yeah, super awesome. So that was both of ours. So check, check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and our final one is favorite memory. So, Leah, what's your favorite memory in Western Australia? And I have to say that this might be a little skewed because we lived in Perth for almost 2 years. We have a lot of friends there. So, yeah, it might be a little biased because just so we spent so much time there. But anyways, Leah, what's your favorite memory?
So, I'm going to cheat a little bit, and I have two answers, but they're similar in purpose in my reasoning.
They are one in purpose.
Yes. So, yes, my favorite memory would be spending Thanksgiving in Denmark with our friends Chris and Joy, and also spending Christmas in Karratha with our friends Daniel and Jay Ray and their family. And Thanksgiving was special. They're both important holidays to Steve and I. And, of course, we're away from both of our immediate families back home in the U.S. And so it was so fun having an Australian Friendsgiving with Chris and Joy. We had a meat pie and a pumpkin pie. And it was really low-key. And it was just all about hanging out and being with them. And then up in Karratha for Christmas, we were hanging out with... We're just in this big family environment, and the Clarks are so welcoming and so low-key. It was nice to be in a loving family environment for Christmas, and we felt very welcomed. And I loved playing board games with Daniel and Jay Ray and just eating endless amounts of food. Those are my favorite memories, the holidays with our friends on opposite coasts of Western Australia.
Yes, and that's going to be pretty hard to beat. Those are pretty awesome memories. Okay, so when we were in Coral Bay, the very first morning we were in Coral Bay, we wanted to go visit Five Finger Reef, which was super awesome. And it was on this four-wheel drive track with a ton of sand, so you had to lower your tires. and which I was fine of doing, but I didn't have a tire pressure gauge to lower it. So I think I talked about this in the episode when we talked about it, but I bought a tire pressure gauge off a tradie. We have four-wheeled around all these sandy tracks, made it to the beach, and at the beach we went snorkeling and saw my very first sea turtle in the wild. I've seen sea turtles before in captivity, but first sea turtle in the wild snorkeling. So the whole morning was just cool, like buying the thing off a tradie that was just there working and four-wheel driving around sandy tracks and then snorkeling in awesome corals and reefs and seeing a sea turtle.
That was so awesome. That was, like we mentioned before, that was my favorite beach in all of the Ningaloo Reef. And that was a very special day too, because we just didn't have, we had a plan of what we wanted to do, but we just sort of drove around, got lost in the dunes for a while, and then came across a beautiful beach and saw sea turtles.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a great memory. Good choice.
So that's just kind of a Western Australia wrap-up. Just a few of our favorite things that we've done. And we will be moving on into the Northern Territory, which has a lot of awesome stuff that we're super excited to talk about, like Darwin and Uluru and some other awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm. So join us next week as we delve into the Northern Territory.